Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Beneath the glittering skyline of Chicago, there stands a hotel with a reputation that casts a far darker shadow than its grand facade. Opened in 1893 to dazzle visitors of the World's Columbian Exposition, the Congress Plaza Hotel became a cornerstone of luxury and prestige. But behind the polished marble and gilded halls lies a history steeped in mystery and tragedy. From unexplained noises that echo through its corridors to sightings of shadowy figures in the dead of night, this landmark has gained a reputation as one of the most haunted locations in America. Some say the ghosts of the past, those who met tragic fates within its walls, still roam the halls. Others point to its ties with notorious figures like Al Capone as a source of the darkness that lingers here. But is the Congress Plaza Hotel truly haunted? Or are the stories merely fueled by folklore, psychology, and the city's violent past? Tonight, we unravel the truth behind the legends, uncovering chilling reports from guests, staff, and paranormal investigators. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Congress Plaza Hotel, standing tall in downtown Chicago, is as much a part of the city's history as the skyline that surrounds it. Opened in 1893 as part of the city's preparations for the World's Columbian Exposition, this architectural marvel was designed to be the pinnacle of luxury and sophistication. Its location, just steps from Lake Michigan, made it a prime destination for travelers and dignitaries alike. But what began as a beacon of opulence has, over the years, gained a reputation for something far darker. Whispers of hauntings and tales of tragedy. From the very beginning, the Congress Plaza Hotel was a place where history unfolded. The 1893 World's Fair, which drew over 27 million visitors to Chicago, brought a mix of innovation, excitement, and chaos to the city. With its grand ballrooms, sprawling halls, and luxurious accommodations, the hotel became the hub for some of the era's most prominent figures. Its halls witnessed conversations that would shape politics, art, and industry. Yet even in its early years, rumors of unexplained phenomena began to circulate among the staff. Perhaps it was the sheer scale of the building, a maze of over 800 rooms, secret passages, and once hidden service corridors that made it the perfect breeding ground for eerie tales. Guests reported hearing faint whispers in the dead of night, footsteps pacing above them when no one was there, and the inexplicable sound of a piano playing somewhere in the distance. These early accounts, though subtle, marked the beginning of the Congress Plaza Hotel's longstanding association with the paranormal. The hotel's reputation became even more layered with intrigue as it played host to some of the most infamous figures of the early 20th century. Al Capone, Chicago's notorious mob boss, is said to have used the hotel as a meeting place during Prohibition. While there's no concrete evidence that Capone ever lived there, legend suggests that his presence, whether in secretive backroom deals or as an ethereal remnant, continues to haunt its halls. Other guests included Theodore Roosevelt, Ulysses S. Grant, and a slew of prominent politicians, actors, and socialites. The Congress Plaza was a melting pot of power, decadence, and sometimes despair. Tragedy became an undeniable part of the hotel's story. There are documented accounts of suicides, most notably a woman who, in the 1930s, jumped from the 12th floor while clutching her young son. Guests have since reported hearing a child's laughter or seeing small handprints appear on the mirrors in the rooms near where the incident occurred. Though the stories have never been officially confirmed by the hotel, they persist in the whispers of those who dare to ask. It wasn't just the physical environment of the Congress Plaza Hotel that played into its haunted reputation. Psychological factors also contribute to the eerie atmosphere. The sprawling, often dimly lit corridors, with their high ceilings and intricate yet dated decor, evoke a sense of being watched. Guests have described the uncanny feeling of deja vu, as if they've been there before, even if it's their first visit. Environmental factors like the creaking of century-old wood, the hiss of outdated heating systems, and the echo of footsteps in vast, empty halls add to the sense of unease. Skeptics argue that much of the hotel's haunted lore can be attributed to the power of suggestion. The stories of ghosts and apparitions are well known among locals and tourists alike. For guests staying at the Congress Plaza, particularly those already aware of its reputation, even the smallest oddity, a flickering light or a door that closes on its own, can take on a supernatural connotation. But could it all just be the power of imagination? Or is there something more sinister lurking within these walls? The hotel's infamous Room 441 offers one of the most perplexing mysteries. This room is often cited as the epicenter of the Congress Plaza Hotel's paranormal activity. Guests who have stayed there report being jolted awake by the feeling of being touched, seeing shadowy figures, or hearing furniture moving around them. Some have even fled the room in the middle of the night, unwilling to stay a moment longer. What is it about Room 441 that seems to amplify the paranormal activity? Is it the room's location, its history, or perhaps something darker? As we peel back the layers of history, it becomes clear that the Congress Plaza Hotel is not just a relic of Chicago's past, but a canvas for some of its most haunting tales. For over a century, it has stood as a witness to the city's triumphs and tragedies. The question remains, are the spirits of its history still lingering within its walls, or is the true ghost of the Congress Plaza Hotel the stories we've built around it? If the early stories of the Congress Plaza Hotel are unsettling, the later accounts of paranormal activity elevate its reputation from merely eerie to downright terrifying. Room 441, often referred to as the most haunted room in the hotel, has become the subject of both fascination and dread. Guests frequently report waking up to see a dark figure standing at the foot of their bed, only to have it vanish as soon as they turn on the light. Others describe hearing disembodied voices, the feeling of being watched, and objects moving on their own. One guest claimed that their phone flew across the room, seemingly untouched. What makes Room 441 so uniquely active remains a mystery, but some attribute it to a tragic event in the room's history, possibly a murder or a suicide, though no official records confirm this. Paranormal investigators have attempted to capture evidence in the room, reporting unusual electromagnetic readings and unexplained cold spots. Whether or not you believe in ghosts, the stories surrounding Room 441 are enough to give even the most skeptical visitor pause. Another infamous area of the hotel is the Golden Room, a long-abandoned ballroom on one of the upper floors. Once the site of lavish galas and celebrations, the Golden Room is now dark and deserted, its grandeur faded with time. Staff members who have ventured into this space report hearing faint music and laughter as if the echoes of past festivities are still reverberating through the air. Some even claim to have seen figures dancing in the shadows, only for the vision to dissolve when approached. The apparitions at the Congress Plaza Hotel are as varied as they are unsettling. One of the most famous is Peg Leg Johnny, a ghost said to be the spirit of a hobo who lived in the area and may have met his end in or near the hotel. Descriptions of Johnny often include a one-legged figure hobbling through the halls or lingering near the lobby. While some dismiss the tale as pure folklore, others insist they've encountered him, citing his distinctive appearance and the unmistakable sound of a peg leg on the tiled floors. Then there are the ghost children whose laughter and small footsteps are often heard in the dead of night. Guests staying near the 12th floor claim to hear children running through the halls, even when no children are checked into the hotel. In one particularly chilling account, a guest reported seeing a childlike figure dart into her room, only to disappear when she followed. The lingering question remains, are these spirits tied to a specific event, or are they manifestations of the hotel's collective energy? Paranormal investigators and enthusiasts have flocked to the Congress Plaza Hotel over the years, bringing with them an array of equipment to capture evidence of the supernatural. Electronic voice phenomena, EVP recordings, have captured faint whispers and muffled cries, while thermal imaging cameras have detected sudden, unexplained cold spots. One investigator reported capturing an EVP of what sounded like a man saying, "Get out," recorded in the infamous Room 441. Not all the activity at the Congress Plaza Hotel can be neatly categorized as hauntings. Some speculate that the energy within the hotel is residual, a term used to describe a type of haunting where events are replayed like a loop in time. Others suggest that the building's history of tragedy and crime could have attracted more active, intelligent spirits. Poltergeist activity, a type of haunting associated with physical disturbances, has also been reported, including objects being thrown or furniture moving on its own. The theories behind the hauntings are as diverse as the experiences themselves. Some paranormal enthusiasts believe the hotel's limestone foundation could be acting as a conductor for spiritual energy, a theory known as the stone tape hypothesis. Others point to the psychological impact of the building's architecture and ambiance, arguing that the mind can play tricks in environments steeped in history and legend. Despite the many investigations and personal accounts, there are those who remain skeptical. Rational explanations for the phenomena abound. Creaky floors, faulty wiring causing flickering lights, and drafts in the old structure. Confirmation bias, the tendency to see what you expect to see, plays a significant role in how people perceive their experiences. But even the skeptics have to admit that the sheer number of stories coming from the Congress Plaza Hotel is difficult to ignore. As we delve deeper into the layers of this haunted landmark, one thing is certain. Whether fueled by restless spirits or the human imagination, the Congress Plaza Hotel holds an undeniable grip on those who pass through its doors. It is a place where history and mystery collide, leaving behind questions that may never be fully answered. The Congress Plaza Hotel stands as a testament to the power of history, mystery, and human imagination. Its walls have witnessed the grandeur of Chicago's Gilded Age, the chaos of Prohibition, and the quiet tragedies that often accompany such storied places. Whether or not you believe in ghosts, the sheer volume of eerie tales coming from the Congress Plaza Hotel is hard to ignore. From shadowy figures in room 441 to the echoes of long-forgotten music in the Golden Room, the stories seem to weave themselves into the very fabric of the building. But is it truly haunted? Or are we simply projecting our own fears and curiosities onto its dimly lit corridors? Psychologists would argue that many of these experiences can be explained by the human mind's tendency to fill in gaps, particularly in places so saturated with legend. Drafty hallways and century-old plumbing certainly don't help, giving skeptics plenty of ammunition to discredit the paranormal claims. Still, even the most rational explanations can't completely erase the spine-chilling accounts from guests, staff, and investigators. Perhaps the Congress Plaza Hotel isn't haunted in the traditional sense, but rather by the stories we tell and the emotions we leave behind. In the end, the true ghosts of the Congress Plaza may be a reflection of our own fears, memories, and desires to find meaning in the unexplained. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.